And now this is a dictation for Peter Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, May 23, 58. Addresses a letter to Kaylin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N-P-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow up for Mr. Lindsay, chronic kidney disease, hypertension. With myeloproliferative disorder. Last visit August. Chronic feeling of tiredness. Some stable dyspnea, atrial fibrillation, stable edema due to low sodium. Has frequent nocturia, but no incontinence, cloudiness of blood, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Denied chest pain palpitation, is not using any oxygen, orthopnea, PND, no sleep apnea. He drinks 90 ounces of liquids, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Norvasc, bisoprolol, anticoagulation with Eliquis, cholesterol treatment. Takes hydroxyurea. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 110 over 68, weight 232. Alert orientation 3, lungs clear, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness or masses, minimal edema around the ankles. Next paragraph, chemistry February, creatinine 1.3, which is baseline, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, liver testing, normal hemoglobin. Large red blood cells, 114. Elevated white blood cell neutrophils. Normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3. Stable over time, no progression, no symptoms. Next number, present blood pressure well controlled. Continue present medication. Next number, atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, and rate control. Next number, minor edema of the ankles, probably related to Norvasc. Next number, chronic feeling of tiredness, multifactorial, including medications, beta blockers, hydroxyurea. Next number, myeloproliferative disorders, macrocytosis, neutrophilia, on treatment, followed with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Next number, high-grade stenosis right arterial artery, no symptomatic and no plans for procedures according to patient. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Plan to see him back on the next 6 to 9 months.